Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jedah, the daughter of Adiah of Boscoth. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, and walked in all the way of David his father, and turned not aside to the right hand or to the left. I want to try and talk about breaking the family curse. Breaking the family curse. I'm so glad Jesus lifted me. Come on, y'all need to wake up in here. Get up on your feet. So glad. Mighty glad. Jesus, Satan had me bound, but Jesus, Satan, but the Lord, Satan. Singing. When I was a sinner, Jesus, when I, Jesus, when I, Jesus. Breaking the family curse. In every home and in every family, there is a skeleton and there is a curse. We've all got family secrets and dirt swept under the rug. We all have something we whisper about at the family reunion and something we try and keep hid from the children. We've got some uncle or cousin, some sister or brother who caused us shame. Every family has a curse. We've all got something that brings us shame. Something we try and keep quiet, and something we try and keep hid. Something that pops up every now and then. We've seen it in those who went before us, and it hurts when we see it in the ones who follow after us. We saw it in Daddy, and every now and then we see it in self. What we see in our children, we saw before the children showed up. In every home and in every family, there is a skeleton and there is a curse. On every family tree, there are some shaky branches and some rotten apples. We've all got some black sheep in the fold. Every family has a curse. Every family got something that pops up in every generation. We all have a curse that seems to be genetic to our family. We pass it on from one generation to the next. It's in our bloodline and is in our being. Everyone who has the name seems to have the curse. Everyone connected to the family is infected with the disease. If it skips a generation, it'll show up in the next. If it's not in the house of my brother, it'll show up in the home of my sister. Every family has to deal with a curse. All of us who were born into a family were born into a mess. We inherited trouble before we were even born. We were marked before we arrived. The deck was stacked against us before the hand was dealt to us. All of us have to deal with a family curse. I don't have to know your family name to know that you have to deal with a curse. Man born of a woman is but of a few days full of trouble. That's a curse. And Adam, all have sinned. That's a curse. All we like sheep have gone astray. That's a curse. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's a curse. All of us have to deal with a family curse. Every family has a dark secret and a shameful past. Every generation has to deal with a genetic disorder and a faulty family trait. Oh, you might as well help me now. Every family has to wrestle with a curse. Some of us were born in a mess and inherited trouble. The sins of the father have made difficult the life of the son. Mama's mistakes are being felt by the daughter. What grandpa did before you were born makes life hard for you to live. All of us have to deal with a family curse. Oh, I tell you, sometimes to move forward, you need to look back. To get where you're going, you need to remember from whence you have come. To be the person God has made you to be, you need to be honest about the people you encountered after you were born. If you are blind to your family history, you are destined to mar your own future. Ignorance of the failures of your elders will cause you to make the same mistakes in your life. To secure your future, you need to be honest about your family. You ought to love family, but don't pretend about the kinfolk. Respect daddy, but don't pretend that papa was more than what he was. Before you make him a saint, acknowledge he was a man. Don't be afraid to talk about his goodness, but don't pretend he never did anything wrong. Don't be afraid of learning from the mistakes of others. Don't be ashamed of admitting that alcoholism runs in your family. Therefore, you want to do all you can to keep it out of your life. If your daddy spent time in jail, realize it's all right for you to choose not to walk in your daddy's footsteps. If someone abused you when you were growing up, don't be ashamed of getting the help that will keep you from doing to others what somebody did to you. If you saw a man beat up on your mama, make sure you don't let low self-esteem cause you to be somebody's punching bag. I'm preaching in here. Don't be afraid to learn from the mistakes made by others in your family. See, all sin is copycat sin. No sin is original. What you doing, somebody did it before you showed up. What you into, somebody was putting down long before you arrived. For all of us, sin is what we inherit. Many times a welfare mother grew up as a welfare child. Deadbeat daddies often had no daddy in the house. Many suffer because of the family curse. They get caught in the same trap and fall in the same ditch that has plagued their family for years. The wrong they do to others is the wrong that has been done to them. All of us have to deal with a family curse. You might as well help me here. Many times drug abuse and alcoholism is a family curse. Unwed mothers and deadbeat dads, a family curse. A mean temper and low self-esteem, a family curse. Lack of ambition and a life of poverty, a family curse. Going nowhere and not aspiring to anything, a family curse. All of us have to deal with a family curse. All of us run the risk of not being what we could be because we tend to be what the family is. Being like our kinfolk keep us from being like our God. Following in the footsteps of our elders hinders us from walking with our God. All of us have to deal with the family curse. We have a tendency. We have a tendency to repeat the mistakes of the past. It's our nature to recycle sin and to have recurring trouble. We are prone to fall in the same ditches and to get caught in the same traps. We have the tendency to act out the behavior we hate in somebody else. All we didn't like in our parents seem to pop up in our lives. Oh, I know I'm right now. All of us have to deal with a family curse. Now, I don't know how you feel about it, but I do believe this is more than a sociological coincidence. There's more to this than learned behavior and environmental influence. But I believe that this is a deliberate push and a demonic power that seeks to keep a family line under subjection. There is an entity that knows when to strike and knows where to hit. There is a demonic presence that is determined to pull your family down. It does not want you to reach the goal God has set for your own. It does not want you to be what God has predetermined your family can become. It wants to use your family's past to block your personal future. It wants you to settle for less than you can be because of what your daddy is. It wants to use genetics to keep you from God. It wants to use family traits to hinder you from divine blessings. It wants to use the rotten apples in your family tree to keep you from the fruit of the tree of life. There is a demonic power that seeks to control you by way of the family curse. It uses the death of the past to abort your future. It uses the sins of the father to make dismal the life of the children. All of us have to deal with the family curse. Oh, we may not talk about it. We may not be, but we cannot honestly deny it. We may refuse to admit it, but that will not erase it. All of us have to deal with a family curse. I know you want to think you all that. I know you want to brag about your family history and your family tree, but I guarantee you there's an Uncle Joe you ashamed of. There's an Aunt Jenny you wish you didn't know a thing about. Every family has some kind of curse. Every family has a hex on it. Every family has a curse. Every now and then, success is snatched from your fingers by the resurrection of a family secret. Some of us are held back because of the family curse. What happened to the elders has caused trouble for the children. All of us have to deal with a family curse. As I heard someone say, what we call tendencies, the Bible calls demons. Some of the tendencies in our families are demons that plague generation after generation. That there may be demons that not only are assigned to individuals, but they are assigned to families. That there may be a family of demons responsible for the trouble in your home. See, every family has some demons, but each family wrestles with a different devil. In your home, it might be alcohol, and in your neighbor's house, it might be drugs. In the house across the street, it's a lack of morality, and in the home next to them, it's obesity. Help me, Holy Ghost. Next to them, it's frustration and fear. Down the block is abuse and incest. And next to them is trouble, is legal trouble and imprisonment. Every family has a demon and every family has a curse. A different demon for every house. A different devil for every family. Help me, Holy Ghost. Every family has a curse. There could be demons. There could be demons that are set up to plague your family. Demons that hinder you in spite of the fact that you have opportunity. Demons that keep you from doing what you are able to accomplish. Demons that zap you of your strength even though you are endowed with power. Demons that blind you to your possibilities even though God has given you a vision. All of us have to deal with a family curse. Ready for college, but the family curse causes you to wind up in jail. Ready to be somebody, but the family curse says you are nobody going nowhere. Have dreams and visions, but the family curse causes nightmares and hell. Every family has a family curse. Y'all might as well help me. There are demons in your soul and there are demons in your house. There is a demonic that is passed down from one generation to the next. There is spiritual genetics that causes social failures. Every family has a curse. I got to preach now. Every family has a curse. But I didn't come to tell you how to endure the curse. I come to tell you how to remove the curse. I didn't come to offer you support. I come to offer you victory. I didn't come with a pessimistic forecast. I come with a word of power. I didn't come to help you cry the blues. I come to help you overcome. I want you to know the spell can be broken. The curse can be lifted. The weeds can be uprooted and the dead branches can be pruned. You can overcome. You can overcome. You can overcome the family curse. What happened to your daddy does not have to happen to you. What went on with Uncle Joe does not have to continue on with your children. What began with your granddaddy can end with yourself. You can overcome the family curse. You don't have to follow in the footsteps that pulled your elders down. You don't have to live in the shadow of the mistakes the elders made before you arrived. You can overcome. Help me, Holy Ghost. You can overcome the family curse. You can be delivered of what you inherited. You can be free of what runs in the family. If Michael Jackson can... I don't know where that come from. If Michael Jackson can be delivered from what he used to look like, you can overcome with God's help the family curse. What started with your granddaddy can end with you. What your folks been doing for years, you can put an end to today. You can be delivered from the family curse. You don't have to repeat the mistakes of others. You don't have to fall into the ditch Uncle Joe lived in. What killed Big Mama does not have to destroy you. You can be delivered. I wish I could get a church to help me. You can be delivered from the family curse. What we have in the text is a family curse. The kings of Judah are plagued with a curse. They are the chosen people who have stumbled and failed. They are God's anointed who have fallen by the wayside. And they are heirs to the promise who did not live up to their potential. Don't let anybody fool you. God's elected have to deal with a curse. Even us who have been exalted by God have sin in the bloodline. Even the redeemed have to deal with a curse. What we have in the text is a family curse. Two kings favored by God have led to the destruction of the land. Two kings who were anointed to serve have abused their power and brought harm to the land. Manasseh and Amon, a father and a son. Daddy started the mess and the son picked up where daddy left off. The father caused pain and the son wreaked havoc. The father forgot the law and the son forgot the Lord. The father did wrong and the son thought wrong was the right thing to do. The father was deceived by the devil and the son was blinded by the father. The father forgot who he was and the son tried to be like his father. What we have in the text is a family curse. In the text, the nation of Israel is no more, and the nation of Judah stands alone. Two kings have led God's people away from God's law. Two men have caused the chosen to forget the Lord God Jehovah, King Manasseh and King Amon, a father and a son. They walked in their own ways and did their own thing. They abused their power and brought shame to their position. They did what was popular, but not what was lawful. They listened to the politicians, but paid no heed to God's prophet. They tried to make alliances instead of making sacrifices to God. They bowed down to idols made by man instead of bowing before God who made man from the dust. They ran with the devil and strayed from God. Now hear me. They were popular kings, but they were not righteous rulers. Their approval rating was high in the Gallup poll, but their standing with God was at an all-time low. They were on the throne, but they were not in line with the Lord. They had popular support, but they didn't have Holy Ghost power. They strayed from the law, and they led others from the Lord. I tell you, it's not good and it's not wise to follow leaders who are dangerous and deceptive. Don't follow false leaders and tricky folks. Watch these folks who play on your fears and your fantasies. Watch these folks who tell you it's all right to do what God told you not to do. Or watch these folks who want you to be what God didn't call you to become. Be careful who you follow. Everybody who has a title not qualified to be your guide. See, some folks are in high position who still have low down ways. You got plenty of small men in high places. You have some no good scoundrels sitting in seats of honor. You can't follow everybody just because they're sitting down front. You can't listen to everybody who is smooth talking and articulate. Help me, Holy Ghost. The people of Judah have strayed from God because of two kings, a father and a son, have brought a curse on a nation to do what was wrong. They bowed down to gods that were idols. To justify sin, they created a false religion. To make right wrong behavior, they played on people's fears and supported public fantasy. To justify aggression, they made someone an enemy who was not a threat. To claim the resources of others, they accused them of being a threat to national security. Instead of looking to the word of God, they idolized the flag of the nation. Instead of striving to be spiritual, they tried to be patriotic. These two kings, Bush Senior and Bush Junior, help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. These two kings have led the nation away from God. Now they know how to use religion, but they refuse to bow down to God. They know how to use theological talk, but they will not yield to the Almighty. They gifted at quoting scripture, but they refuse to listen to God. These two kings, Bush Senior and Bush Junior, help me, Holy Ghost. These two kings have led the nation away from God. I feel my help coming on. This is a family curse. They did their own thing and they went their own way. Manasseh started the wrong and Amon continued what his father started. Manasseh cleared the way, and Amon walked in the footsteps of his daddy. Manasseh started the program, and Amon continued the trend. This is a family curse. The father does wrong, and the son does evil. The father commits sin, and the son continues in the father's shame. The father does that which is immoral, and the son is committed to a lifestyle of shame. This here is a family curse. Everybody following in the footsteps of another generation. Everyone doing in their life what others did before them. Everybody doing what they saw others do. This is the family curse. The son is a carbon copy of the daddy. The son lives the life of his father. Father was low down and the son going down here. Daddy didn't live up to his potential and the son doesn't want to be more than his daddy. This is a family curse. One generation following in the footsteps of another. I need some help in here. over and over, over and over in the book of Kings, you see the family curse. You see the record declare over and over that each king was as wicked as the other. And the bio of all the rulers is summed up in the simple phrase, he did evil in the sight of the Lord. Father after father and son after son did evil in the sight of the Lord. This is a family curse. This is a genetic crisis. This is spiritual genetics gone haywire. This is tainted blood and sore spirits. This is a family curse. Generation after generation doing the same wrong and guilty of the same sins. How do you break the family curse? How do you overcome spiritual genetics? How can you defeat sin that runs in the family? How can you handle a weakness that's inherent in your bloodline? How can you break the family curse? Well, look at it. In the text, we see the curse, and in the word, we see the cure. In the text, we see the problem, and in the word, we see the solution. The good news is the curse can be broken. The good news is your destiny is not in the hands of genetics. Your ultimate fate is not determined by the family tree. The family curse can be broken. I tell you, there are some blessings that will not be yours till the family curse is broken. You'll never get your breakthrough till the curse is broken. You'll never be all you can be till the curse is broken. You'll never rise to the level God intended, nor live up to the potential you possess until the curse is broken. You'll always be broke till the curse is broken. You'll always be crying the blues till the curse is broken. You'll forever be by yourself till the curse is broken. You'll always be bitter in your spirit till the curse is broken. And the good news is, help me, Holy Ghost, the curse can be broken. The good news of the word is the curse can be broken. You don't have to be a drunk or an addict. You don't have to be an unwed mother or a welfare case. You don't have to join up with a gang and spend time in jail. You don't have to die from diabetes, high blood pressure, or a heart attack. You don't have to endure an abusive relationship or mess over every woman that you meet, but you can break the family curse. Help me, Holy Ghost. You can break. You can break the family curse. Help me, Holy Ghost. In every family, there is a curse. In every home, there is some shame. In every generation, there is the history of some wrong. All of us have to deal with a family curse. But I stopped by to tell you, you can break the family curse. This word declares that the individual can overcome the family curse. Now, Manasseh started the curse. Amon inherited the curse, but Josiah broke the curse. See, Amon learned from his daddy, but Josiah didn't grow up around his daddy. Amon was a grown man when he became king after watching his father. But Josiah was a boy who became king without much training from his daddy. What you're trying to say, preacher man, to remove the curse, you have to remove the influence. You can't overcome the curse hanging around those who have the curse. You can't get where you're going dealing with folks who ain't going nowhere. You have to remove, I'm preaching now. You have to remove the influence. That's why a mother cannot let her son or her daughter see her put up with a man who is abusive. If a boy sees a man beat on his mama, he gonna grow up thinking that's all right to slap a woman till he slapped the wrong one. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. All right, you better look around, brothers. You might not want to slap some of these. If your daughter sees a man disrespecting you, she's going to think she's supposed to take a beating. To break the curse, you have to remove the influence. See, the problem with the children is they following after us. You know, the real problem you have with your child is a chip off the old block. They not what they ought to be because we not what we supposed to be. You have to remove the influence. You have to get rid of the negative and turn your back on the wrong. You have to forsake bad teaching and give up on false friends. You have to move from family members who doing nothing and going nowhere. You have to remove the influence. Follow somebody who is about something. Listen to somebody who has something worthwhile to say. Hang around folks who believe in God and who believe in you. Deal with those who have a positive attitude and those who have a purpose in life. Josiah broke the family curse. He didn't try to be like his daddy. He tried to be true to his God. He didn't idolize his granddaddy. He went back to God's word. He didn't try to be a player, but he tried to be faithful. He didn't try to walk in his daddy's shoes. He sought to walk with the Lord. Josiah broke the family curse. He did what was right in the sight of the Lord. He didn't rule according to his daddy. He ruled according to the word. He didn't use granddaddy as a role model. He let the Lord be his guide. I tell you what you want to do and what you need to do to break the family curse. You got to let the Lord be your guide. Do what is right in the sight of the Lord. Don't do what is easy. Don't do what is tradition. Don't do what is expected, but do what is right in the sight of the Lord. Don't worry about how you look to family. Don't worry about how you are perceived by friends. Don't worry about what folks say about you behind your back. But all you want to do is do what's right in the sight of the Lord. Let them talk about you. Let them laugh at you. Let them make fun of you. Let them point fingers at you. You just do what is right in the sight of the Lord. And if you do what's right, he'll make a way for you. If you do what's right, he'll come see about you. If you do what's right, he'll give you power. If you do what's right, he'll give you victory. You can break the family curse. You don't mind if I testify for a little while. I know a thing or two about the family curse. I come from a family that has a whole lot of problems, a whole lot of hang-ups. I come from a family where alcoholism and drug addiction just seems to run through the family. I come from a family where we've got people who spent time in prison and locked up in jail. I got some crazy cousins, some silly uncles, some foolish aunts. I know about the family curse, but I made up my mind a long time ago. I don't care about my cousin. I don't care about my uncles. I don't care about my aunt. I want to be what the Lord would have me to be. I'm going to break this curse. This thing going to stop. This thing's going to end. I'm going to walk with the Lord. I'm going to trust in the Lord. That's how you break. That's how you break the family curse. You don't look at your family. You don't look at your kin. You don't look at the history. You don't look at the record. You don't worry about the gossip. All you do is do what's right in the sight of the Lord. If it's right in God's sight, go on and do it. If it's what the Lord would have you to do, you will be blessed. That's how you break the family curse. Come on and pray. Come on and pray. I have decided to follow Jesus. As we stand to our feet, the doors of the church are now open.